Hello.
Good afternoon. The City of Boston and the Massachusetts Broadband Institute wants to hear from you about your experiences with the internet service, access to devices, and digital skills. To make sure that we have a fair representation in your area, this survey is completely anonymous, and your feedback is vital to understand barriers to internet and device access, affordability, and adoption. So Okay. Would you like to take a quick survey, if you don't mind?
Sure.
Perfect. So could you please tell me what's your age?
68.
68. Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much. And how would you describe your gender?
Oh, I'm a male.
Perfect. And how would you describe your race or ethnicity?
White.
Perfect. Thank you so much for that. And what is the highest level of schooling that you have completed?
For school, high school.
High school. Okay, perfect. Now, which of the following plans do you currently have? Do you have a home service plan or a data plan for your cell phone?
My cell phone? I don't know. I got consumer cellular. So I don't know what that would be.
Like, do you have a cell phone plan on your phone, or do you use your Wi-Fi, for instance?
Well, I got the government phone. I don't know. What would that be?
If you have the government phone, then it'll be a data plan for cell phone.
Okay. Yeah, I have that. But I also have consumer cellular that I'm on now.
Okay, so you have both then, okay?
Right.
Sounds good. Now, how often would you say that you use the internet?
All the time. I'm on it now.
All the time.
I'm a retired technician.
Okay, perfect. That sounds really good. Now, which of the following do you regularly use the internet for? Do you use to read the news, searching or applying for benefits or resources, like general or work?
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. I use it for my personal use, entertainment. I help my family members that are older. I go online and try to fix their computers. When I'm a retired computer tech, I help a lot of people online. So, I don't know what that would be.
Well, so that would be like general internet searching then.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for that. Now, which of the following do you regularly use to access the internet? Do you use like school, college, or university? A friend or family member's home? Wi-Fi?
I got Xfinity.
Okay.
It's Internet Essentials. Xfinity runs that. Yeah.
Okay. And when it comes to using the internet, do you use like a library or community center or public space such as a park or government building or a workplace computer or like restaurants or cafe?
No, just at home.
At home. Okay.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm on my computer now. I just got a refurbished one.
Oh, okay. Perfect. I refurbished
my
computer.
Yeah, setting it up now. Yeah.
Sounds good.
My other one, the board cracked.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, how frequently would you say that you use the city's of Boston's week-free Wi-Fi network, which allows you to connect to the internet for free in public spaces? Would you say it is not at all, not too frequently, somewhat frequently, very frequently, or do not know what week free Wi-Fi?
No, I got my laptop. Right now, I'm using my laptop, too. I use it a lot.
Yes, but my question is if you frequently use the bus, the City of Boston's quick free Wi-Fi by any chance.
Oh, no.
So you don't use it at all?
Sometimes I do.
Okay. So somewhat frequently. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, that sounds okay.
Now, have you heard about the Affordable Connectivity Program, the ACP, that provides discounted internet services for low-income households?
Yeah, I'm on it.
Oh,
I
you're on it.
It.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So
well, it's supposed to end next month.
Okay. So are you currently enrolled in the Affordable Connectivity Program?
Yes. I've been on that since it started, yes.
Okay, understood. Now, does everyone in your household have access to the devices that they need?
I'm the only one.
They need?
No, I'm the only one here. I live alone.
I understand that. Now, which of the following devices do you regularly use to access to the internet? Desktop computer, tablet, cell phone, laptop, or other?
Desktop, laptop, and my cell phone.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. Now, which of the following best describes your laptop you use to access the internet most often? Provided by the Public Library Long-Term Lending Program, provided by Tech Goes Home, provided by Child School, own a laptop?
I own it.
You own a laptop. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Now, how confident would you feel using the internet for each of the following? We'll read a couple of responses, and you could tell me a scale here. So for general internet searching, are you not confident at all, not too confident, somewhat confident, very confident?
Oh, I'm very confident.
Very confident.
Like you said, I'm a retired computer tech.
Yeah, I hear you. Perfect. So how about searching and applying for jobs?
Well, I can't. I have a disability. So.
Okay. And healthcare or telehealth services?
It was a job-related injury.
Okay. And would you feel confident about using the internet for researching about healthcare or telehealth services?
I did. I go to the VA because I am a veteran.
Okay. So would you be somewhat confident or very confident about using it?
Very confident.
Okay. What about applying for benefits for you or your own family?
I'm very confident.
Perfect. And participating in your local community?
Not really.
Not so confident.
No. I really haven't since I lost my wife to cancer.
Okay, I'm really sorry for your loss.
So. Community stuff, I'm confident with that when I do get involved with stuff.
Understand.
I don't do it too often, though. Not now.
I understand. And how confident would you feel about using the internet for transportation information?
Oh, I'm very confident.
Okay, perfect. Now, have you ever taken any classes to improve your digital skills, such as computer skills, navigating the internet, or certain programs, etc.?
When I got injured, I used to work in shipping and receiving in Bradley's. The neurosurgeon says I can't go back to that job. I had to be retrained. So I went to Mass Rehab and took computer applications.
Okay, so you have actually taken.
So I did take that. Mm-hmm. Then I had to decide whether I wanted to do that or teach. I told them I wanted to go into PC repair. They sent me to school for PC repair. So I'm trained in PC repair.
Okay, that sounds really good.
Yeah.
And would you be interested in digital skills training if they were offered for free of charge?
Digital?
Yes, like would you be interested on digital skills training if they were offered free of charge?
It all depends. See, I don't drive. So if it's online and stuff, I could do it. But, see, that all depends.
Okay, so you're not totally sure about that. It'll really depend on whether you have to drive or not, right?
Yeah.
I understand that.
And, okay. And the buses in here, they stop early, 8 o'clock. So if it's evening courses and stuff, I won't be able to go anyways. So.
I understand that. Now, how concerned are you, if at all, about internet safety? Would you say you are not all concerned, not too concerned, somewhat concerned, very concerned, or?
I'm very concerned because my debit card's been compromised twice.
Definitely.
So.
Okay. Now, which of the following are you concerned about? That you or a loved one could get scammed or tricked? That you could be tricked on surveil, or that I or a loved one could be harassed or abused online, that my data could get stolen or used without my consent, or none of this?
None of them.
None of them, okay.
Yeah.
Do you use any tools or resources to stay safe online?
Some.
Okay.
Some of them.
Perfect. Which of the following tools do you use to stay safe online? I'll give you a list and you tell me if you use any of this, okay?
Okay.
So do you use a firewall, a password manager, antivirus, dual authenticator login, or secure Boston?
I have an antivirus and I have a firewall.
Firewall, okay. Sounds good. Thank you so much. Now, how frequently do you use the City of Boston website? Would you say you never use it? Less than monthly, or a few times a month, weekly, or more than weekly?
At least once a month, once or twice a month.
Okay, at least once a month. Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Now, when you use the City of Boston website, how does it work for you? Would you say it doesn't work too well, or?
Well, it works fine.
Well? Okay, very well then. Somewhat well. Okay, perfect. How many people, including yourself, currently live in your household?
Just me.
Just you. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So do you live affordable housing? Affordable housing is defined as a housing subsidized by a housing authority paid.
Yes. I live in Georgetown. Georgetown Homes.
Okay, understood. So what languages are spoken regularly at home?
English.
English only, okay.
Yep.
Thank you. Were you born on the island of Puerto Rico or in the mainland United States or in another country?
No, mainland United States.
Okay. This is just a survey question. Which of the following best describe you? You're heterosexual or straight?
Straight.
Okay. Thank you. Are you not transgender?
Nope.
Okay. Did you serve on active duty in the U.S. Armed Force?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And do you identify as a person with a disability?
I do, yes.
Okay. Do you belong to a North American indigenous, native, or tribal group?
Nope.
Okay. Do you receive or take part of any of the following government programs? The SNAP, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
The SSP, State Supplement Program.
See, I was when I first got injured.
Mm-hmm.
Then they combined it. Then Social Security called and just put me out on, you know, disability, Social Security. I don't know if that's included or what. I was getting it at first, but I don't get it now.
Okay, so you receive Social Security income?
Yes, I do get Social Security.
Okay, and what about MassHealth or Medicaid?
I got both.
Okay, and I'm assuming WIC, Women or Infants and Children?
Nope.
Okay, thank you for that. We're almost done. We're at a 95% of the survey, just letting you know, okay?
Okay.
So, were you ever formally incarcerated by any chance?
No.
Okay.
I was a victim.
Oh, okay. Understood. And last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I will just stop whenever the category gets, if it goes into the category, below 25,000.
Yeah, it was below, and it still is, yeah.
Understood. Okay, thank you for taking the survey. Your response is very important to us, so I appreciate all of your help today.
What was the survey for?
This is basically to know about... But basically, the City of Boston and the Massachusetts Broadband Institute, they would like to hear about the experiences with internet and access to devices and digital skills that people have, just to make sure that we have a fair representation in your area. So this is basically just an opinion survey in which we try to confirm, like, what is the knowledge and internet skills from people in the household.
Yeah, I got to find out what they're going to do with the internet now. Like I said, they didn't get the money approved, and this is going to end next month. Well, actually, this is the last month, I think.
Okay, understood. Yeah, this kind of service allows us to collect the data that we need just in order to, know better about these kind of programs and the internet access itself. So, remember, all of this information is confidential, and we haven't asked for any personal information itself. It's just an opinion survey that we're running to random numbers.
Okay. Okay.
Perfect. So I want to thank you so much for your time, and I hope you have a good rest of your day.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.